What the heck have parents been doing for the last year, 5 years, 10 years, decades of modern technology, science, retail? What have we been doing to arm parents? And the unanimous answer is nothing. Parents have been, quote unquote, sacrificing through the pain, dealing with the pain, stealing from hospitals before they're discharged to get the product because they were like, I don't have diapers at home. I didn't prepare any underpads at home. And so that's when that aha moment of why aren't all these great products that I just spent a good 2 weeks before my baby's supposed to arrive, literally any day, to get all these products, why did it take so long? Why did these big box retailers not have an aisle called postpartum already prepared?
Hi, I'm Lesley Abraham, a pre and postnatal expert, DO, and exercise specialist with over 11 years of international experience. I am now the founder of Bonjour Baby, a birth prep and postpartum recovery online program. I help new moms just like you preparing for birth and recover after so that you can be ready for the biggest day of your life, push with confidence, and feel like your old self again in your new mom's body. So if you have questions on how to stay healthy during your pregnancy, prepping your body for birth, preventing diastasis recti, or the best way to support your postpartum recovery, this podcast is for you. I created this show to give you simple and scientifically proven tips and insights on pregnancy, birth prep, recovery and motherhood, and give you the answers and knowledge you deserve. So if you are currently pregnant, a brand new mom, or a mom of four already, looking for feeling better in your body and more confident in your mom life, you are at the right place. So tune in, grab your favorite cup of tea, settle comfortably, and let's get this episode started. Welcome back to the Bonjour Baby podcast and to episode 55. Today, I have the pleasure to chat with Rowena Adolfo Patel, the CEO and founder of Healing Mama Co. Rowena created Healing Mama Co. from her own experience as a first-time mom. She has backpacked through 58 countries. Yes, you heard that right. And seven of those were with an infant. Entrepreneurship is literally in her blood. Born to immigrant parents that started business after business, not always successfully, but definitely planted the seeds since her childhood. She is an award-winning financial planner. She's spoken in Canada and internationally about the art of money and planning, and she's literally worn different crowns. She's run a bed and breakfast, and now she and Healing Mama Co. are on the movement to bring parental care to the forefront of childbirth and postpartum. And I will add to that she is an incredible guest. Rowena accepted to come to the show today to talk to us about what you really need in your hospital bag for labor, birth, but also postpartum recovery, my favorite part of the Healing Mama kits. And I actually am a Healing Mama Co. expert, and you will find some tips I'm sharing in the kits directly. I recently received mine and I was blown away by all the products included. They didn't leave out one single thing. You have everything you really need and nothing you don't. I can only encourage you to check out their website and see what could work for you. You can use the code Bonjour Healing, that's BONJOURHEALING, for 10% off. Before we dive in, have you shared the Bonjour Baby podcast with any other moms yet? You know, like your mom's friends or the ladies in your mom Facebook group or in your baby and me meeting group. I would be so grateful if you could just take a minute and share this episode with someone that you know and who will find it valuable to their very own journey. Again, I would be so grateful. All you have to do is go to the app or podcast listening platform you're using, click on the share button icon and send it on over. Thank you so much in advance. All right, let's dive into our episode with Rowena Adolfo Patel. Hi, Rowena. Welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here today with me, and we are going to chat about a very important question. What items do you need and don't need in your hospital bag and for your postpartum recovery? But before we begin this episode, would you mind telling us a bit more about yourself?
First of all, thank you so much, Leslie and Bonjour Baby, for having me. I'm excited to be here to chat with you and to be with all of your listeners. And for those who have not met me before, I am Rowena Adolfo Patel, and I am the CEO and founder of Healing Mama Co., which was born out of personal experience as a first-time mom and being, can I say this, slapped in the face with the reality of how inadequately prepared I was for my childbirth experience and then into my postpartum care. But the aha moment fortunately came for me while I was still pregnant. So I still had about, okay, this happened around the 8-month mark for me. So at the 8-month mark, I figured I need to do something. And that's when, you know, you can imagine pregnancy brain about to give birth, and I go about 60 hours into deep research of what it is that I'd be going through. And it gave me enough time to be able to prepare for the products, the first aid, everything I would need for my experience and also for my husband and a little bit about what he would need. And so from that experience, blossomed Healing Mama Co. and realizing that how I was able to care for myself, how my husband was able to support me during the whole marathon of childbirth and then into my postpartum healing and recovery. This was an experience we needed every mom to be, to be able to have for themselves. And how could we do it? How can we do it so that they can be armed with all the right products and tools? And so Healing Mama Co. was born. She's gone through a few different pivots and iterations, but she is here today based on three amazing pillars. And I'm happy to go through that in more detail as we go through this call together. But know that Healing Mama Co. is here for every new and expectant parent to be armed with all the right products.
Yay. And so before we begin, you know, to chat about labor, birth, and postpartum must-haves, I want to go back to your story because you just touched on it, but I want to go a bit deeper, you know?
Yes.
And I know you have more to say. So would you mind?
How long do we have?
So can you share a bit more about, you know, your very own story and how, you know, it really led you to create Healing Mama Co. So can you tell us a bit more about that? In more details? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So the catalyst really started with my husband's best friend's wife, who just had a baby herself. So our babies are actually 6 months apart. So she was a fresh new mom. I'm still pregnant. And she gives me this gift bag of stuff. And I said, oh, sweetheart, no, it's okay. I don't need anything. We had a surprise baby shower. We didn't even want a baby shower because we didn't want a bunch of stuff, but we got an amazing baby shower. We were so thankful for it. And then a few weeks later, she comes back and gives me this bag of stuff. And I was like, I don't need it. It's okay. She's like, Rowena, trust me. You're going to need all of these things. And I said, okay, let's go through this. So I'm pulling out stuff from this bag. One of them was literally a ketchup bottle. She went to the store, found a ketchup bottle. She's like, just, it's going to work the same way as the ones they give you in the hospital. Your vajayjay is going to need it. I said, it is? Ketchup bottle vajayjay. I'm going to need it. Okay. I pull out the next bottle and it's alcohol-free witch hazel. And I'm like, what? Leslie, 30 plus years, I had never in my life heard of witch hazel until that moment. And she said, again, you're going to make these things called popsicles. You can use this in it. And I said, what? I'm going to have a popsicle? What am I going to use a popsicle for? She said, it's for your vajayjay. I'm like, I'm lost. I don't know what you're talking about right now. And so this just kept happening with every, what am I going to use this for? And so that was basically that aha moment for me to realize that, okay, my child is prepared, my future child is prepared for coming earthbound, but this mom who is going to be taking this child out of her body into the world is not prepared for what she's going to be going through. And that is when I chose to start researching. And then in that research, that's when I started, writing down my list of, and honestly, it was just under 50 items that I had on this list, like 40, I want to say it was like 43, 44, something like that. And so I thought to myself, all right, there's got to be a company. This is 2018, so prior to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. 2018, I'm thinking there's got to be a company who's got this all together in a box or kit. You know, box subscriptions were becoming really, really hot at this time as well. I'm like, there's got to be something out there. And my background professionally is as a financial planner. So I look at every dollar, I look at every cent, and I look at the value of what I'm going to be getting for the money I'm going to be spending. And I was extremely disappointed with what retailers and brands were offering to parents. You know, the best bundle or kit I could find had 12 products for over $200. And I'm thinking, I'm going to spend $200 on 12. What are these 12 magical items that are going to replace the 40 plus products I have on my list? And so I said, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this by myself. I'm going to buy these products by myself. I'm going to see what it's actually going to cost me. So then the next part of the, what is going on in the world for new parents happened to me. That was my next aha moment, which was 8 months, very pregnant, waddling through 5 different physical stores. I even went to a trade show because there was one vendor whose products I wanted to get because he had a delivery care kit and it had 4 products in it. I wanted those 4 products. So I went there waddling through the trade show trying to find her booth and I found her. She ends up being actually one of my first trusted brands in the company, but that's for later. And then again, going back to 3 other online vendors, finding 3 other products online, having to pay 3 different shipping fees. And I'm thinking, what the heck have parents been doing for the last year, 5 years, 10 years, decades of modern technology, science, retail, what have we been doing to arm parents? And the unanimous answer is nothing. Parents have been, quote unquote, sacrificing through the pain, dealing with the pain, stealing from hospitals before they're discharged to get the product because they were like, I don't have diapers at home. I didn't prepare any underpads at home. And so that's when that aha moment of why aren't all these great products that I just spent a good 2 weeks before my baby's supposed to arrive, literally any day, to get all these products, why did it take so long? Why did these big box retailers not have an aisle called postpartum already prepared? They have a maternity section. There's a baby section. They've just forgotten that the baby needs to come out of that maternity person and to get to the baby section. So where is that in-between aisle? And so I said, why is there not a marketplace for new and expectant parents? So that was the second thing that I knew we needed to answer. And then we have the baby. And I realized going into childbirth that we have this 6-tier bookshelf, just incredibly packed with so much product. And my husband and I, before having our baby, lived a very minimal lifestyle. We had backpacked the world and lived out of a backpack for 22 months and then came back home to Canada to have our baby. So going from living out of a backpack with all the things we needed to now having a whole bookshelf dedicated to just having this baby just seemed completely, I'm going to say, it seemed asinine to have all of this. And I was like, well, you know what? If I'm going to do a company that will answer all of these problems, let me be the first test mom. I'm going to test all these products, see how they work, see if they are as good as they say they are, as effective as they say they are, and then we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you within 3 months postpartum, that bookshelf was basically empty. And I was shocked. Between me and my husband, we were shocked at how much product I went through in order to just what we considered survive that postpartum period. And so once we had that and coming out of, let's say, the fog of the 4th trimester, we realized we actually did pretty well and my husband was able to care for me without asking mm-hmm. me, what do you need? What can I get you? He actually did, in all the memory I can muster up, I could not remember once when he said, what do you need? What can I get you? Every time something was happening to me and I couldn't mm-hmm. articulate it in words, he just showed up with the right thing to give me. And I just couldn't understand how he knew to give me that. Because we had, again, this is first time parents. How did you know? How did you know to do that? Did you have this person in the background that you would go to? Who is this angel that you've been talking to? And he basically would say, you know, I just go to the bookshelf and I would just read what I could give you. And I just gave it to you because that looked like what you needed. I said, that is amazing. Okay, we need to have every partner be able to be empowered enough to do the same thing for these yeah. moms. And so that was the initial footsteps, foundations that really set the tone for what we needed to do as a retailer to really support and empower new and expectant parents into this roller coaster of having a baby. And this also includes not just first-time parents. We've had second-time, third-time, fourth-time, seventh-time parents come to us and tell us, half the things in your bag I didn't even have for my first baby, my second baby, my third baby, I wish I did. And so that's the kind of feedback that tells us that we're on the right track, that we are giving the birthing community what they need and not anything that they don't, nothing luxurious, really mm-hmm. practical, really thoughtful and thorough offerings that anyone of any background, any birthing outcome can really use for themselves and gift. So that's another thing, and be able to gift to people who are pregnant in their life. So that's a little bit about my background story. I don't know if that's
No, and that's perfect.
That's the origin.
Really, yeah, and so do you have like a few comments on what you said, and a few follow up questions from that? So first off, like, you know, definitely agree with you. The postpartum, you know, I would say era is kind of forgotten, and I kind of know why, because, you know, it's like those big box retailers, they think that, you know, parents, they want like, of course, parents want like all the best things for the little ones. Of course they do. So they think that we're going to spend like all that, you know, money for the baby and nothing for us, which is like such a misunderstanding of what motherhood is, because we yes. need to spend some money on us as well to recover.
Yeah.
So if
it's,
they were
it's
really
actually
smart,
illogical. Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Illogical.
It yeah. make the, it doesn't, I mean, you, it, they're just missing on something. I mean, in the yes. end, definitely. But anyways, that's good. You know, I prefer that it's a small business, you know, seeing the need than like a big box retailer, that's for sure. So thank you for that. But, and something I wanted to go back on, you talked about, you know, that you had to order, you know, products from different vendors. And so with adding shipping costs, do you have an idea, you know, of what it costed you in the end to do that, like having to order, you know, all and every products from those different vendors rather than, you know, buy the full product kit from Healing Mama Co? Do you have an idea of the cost comparison?
Oh, yeah. You're talking to the money lady here. I spent just over $400 on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes included, shipping included. I didn't include my transportation costs to the stores, so that wasn't included in my budget. But I spent $402 and like 68 cents, or something around there. I know it sounds pretty accurate, but my number might be off by a couple cents. But that's how much that cost me. And our ultimate labor and postpartum bag is $250. Like, you easily will save anywhere between $100 to $150 just by getting us to serve you, to bring it to you. And you don't have to waddle through the stores and deal with not knowing whether you're getting the right products or not. I have spent hundreds of hours making relationships with each brand so that I can get the best price and then in turn give those prices back to you, the consumers. so that you're not having to spend more than you need to on things that you need. Like, this is not come and have the most luxurious, pampered birthing experience. This is not that. This is your basic standard of care that every person going into birth deserves to have. Do we have the bells and whistles? Of course we have it, because we now work with almost 50 different trusted brands who make amazing products specifically for this period of childbirth or postpartum. So do you want the bells and whistles? Yes, we've got you covered. Do you want just the essentials, just the practicals? Yes, we have you covered for that as well. So whatever your budget is, we have products to be able to support you through it. Just come and shop. We have literally 150 individual products on top of our 6 different bags and kits and 13 different bundles. So yeah, the savings is there, and we pass it along to all of our customers in every form that we can. And if we are able to do any type of free stuff, we can, and we do. We actually right now have a partnership for, right now it's just in Canada, so our Canadian orders, they do get a free sample of, from this company called Stork Pack. So there's some Hello Bello products in there, some Aleve products in there. So we've got some really great sample products that are included on top of what else comes in our bag. So yeah, in terms of cost savings, this financial planner has been as much on top of mind with our price points, with every offering.
That's great to know, because, you know, that's always a question that future customer have. And especially when we see like a kit, sometimes we can think that, oh, okay, it's like this kind of amount of money to, you know, spend all at once. But if you make, you know, the sum of everything that you have to spend anyways, you are going to spend like almost double from what I see if you
and
have
time.
To. Exactly. So that's where it is very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not even talking about time, but like just money, which is, you know,
exactly
what matters the most, you know, the most frequently. But yeah, and it's a saving of time. So who doesn't want that?
Yeah. And we'll ship it right to your door, which is even more better. So we'll make sure that you get it and it comes right to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, our smallest labor and postpartum bag or kit comes with 30 products.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody in the market who has anywhere near the amount of product put together as we do, including the support material. So it's not just the product, it's the education that comes behind it. We don't just give you the product and hope you're going to figure out how to use it to the best of its ability in the most efficient way for you. We tell you exactly how to use it. And if there are 5 different ways to use it, we tell you all 5 ways of how you can use that for your care, because most of the products have multiple uses. And so we've given you all the hacks. We don't just let you go onto the black hole of Google to try to figure out, how do I use this JJ cleansing bottle and all of its ways? Well, we've given you like 8 different tips for how to use them. And every product we've done the same, including our support material that's in there. So we can talk about the support material as we talk more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay. So let's talk about, you know, let's go maybe a bit more into the 3 different pillars of, you know, Healing Mama Co, because we didn't talk about that. So can you tell us more about it? You know, what is really those pillars and what do they mean for Healing Mama Co?
So let me just give you a little bit of a background story on that. So when I launched Healing Mama Co, it was December of 2019, so pre-COVID. Fast forward, COVID happens March 2020. I actually get on a call with a very successful female entrepreneur. And when I launched Healing Mom Co, I think I had 8 different kits that I launched, labor and postpartum kits. So I sent this entrepreneur the biggest kit I had, the ultimate kit. And in the time with her, she really took the time to give me constructive feedback that I needed to know as an entrepreneur, as a brand. And She basically, this is how I internalize the conversation. She basically says, Rowena, what you're doing is needed, but you need to do it better. And coming from somebody who has no birthing background, no e-commerce background, I'm like, yes, okay, I can do that. I'm going to do better. I don't know how, but I'm going to figure it out. And so what had taken me almost 2 years to launch this company from the moment I had that idea. I literally called the team I had at that time, and this was in June of 2020. And I said, okay, we are going to scrap everything that we have been doing, and we're going to start from scratch. They're like, what? What are you talking about? I said, yeah, we're going to go back to the drawing board, and we're going to redo everything. And so what took me almost 2 years, I redesigned, relaunched, recalibrated the entire company from top to bottom in 6.5 weeks, and we relaunched in August of 2020. And so when we relaunched in August of 2020, we came back with a very clear picture of what it is that the birthing community needs from a retail company versus what I thought it needed. And I just told you earlier, I don't know anything. So being able to have this clarity was a huge milestone for Healing Mama Co. And so when we came back with those three pillars. So the first pillar of Healing Mama Co. is we are revolutionizing the childbirth industry, period. And so the first way we're doing it is through our medically backed, ready to go, systematically organized labor and postpartum bags. If you can envision a 23-liter weekender bag filled with packing cubes and packing pouches, filled with the products that you'll need, designed to tell you, this is where you're going to put this product. This is going to be in your washroom. We literally tell you, put these products in your washroom. Put these products by your bedside during labor and into postpartum. Like, we are literally with you as you're going through this. So you're not having to funnel through all of this, figuring out what was that for? When did I need to use it? Yeah. You don't have to worry about any of that. And this is what we deem to be the basic standard of care for someone going into birth. We also included birthing partners in this. So we did create a backpack because we just know that birthing partners will have their hands full. And the odds of them being able to carry their own stuff is very minimal. So we put all of the items that a partner would need through that experience of labor and postpartum into a backpack so that their hands are free. So that is the first pillar of the company, is putting together these bags, kits, and bundles in the most systematically organized way so that every person can care for themselves and their partner can care for themselves and the birthing person in the most efficient way possible, with keeping in mind the unique healing needs of each individual mother. The second pillar of the company is giving parents the easiest access to as many childbirth and postpartum care products in the market in one platform. You pay one shipping fee and we send you all the products. So right now we have about 50 trusted brands that we have vetted. We know their products are effective and they're safe, and you can choose based on your budget, based on your, let's say, if you have brand loyalty, if you have specific ingredients, you can buy based on that. And when I mean buy on that, I mean, I have three different Periwash bottles, one starting at $1, another one all the way at $25. So you choose which one will fit your budget. And then the third pillar of the company is the Healing Mama Giving Program, so that we are able to give back to the areas of the birthing community that do not have the means, the resources, they don't have the access, they just don't have the money to be able to have these products. And we know that the healthcare system is not going to arm them with these products. Mm-hmm. And so through the Healing Mama Giving Program, we collect between $5 to $10 from the sale of every single labor and postpartum bag and kit. And we pool that money together so that we can use those monies to be able to donate our essential labor and postpartum bag to vulnerable expectant parents through either charities, birth workers, and organizations that work in underserved communities. And when we do our rounds of giving, we will also open an application process so people who self-identify as vulnerable expectant parents can apply to get a donated bag for their labor and postpartum when that comes up. And then we also run a 30-day donation drive when we do our rounds of giving. And so those are the three pillars of Healing Mama Co. So we can encompass the birthing community in its entirety to the best of our ability.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. Congratulations for all of that, because it is very much needed and it is done in the perfect way. So congratulations.
I mean, it took a lot of work to figure out and have a clear picture of what it is that was needed, because it was very much in the shadows, and being able to, I want to say, dig it out and find out what was really happening.
Yeah.
And hoping that we have answered the call that nobody knew was needed.
Absolutely. All moms knew it, maybe. But,
but that's just the way it is. No, I'm sorry. Not in this age of comfort and convenience is that an acceptable response anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole postpartum recovery world isn't acceptable, I mean, in 2022, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But that's another discussion for another day.
Yeah.
Okay, so as the experts, and I want you to answer this question, what do we need? What are the essentials items for labor and birth? If you are listening to this episode and you're multitasking, I want you to revisit it with a notebook. This is very important to listen to. So what are all the must-haves moms should have packed in their hospital bag for birth and labor? Tell us.
Okay, perfect. So I will let you know that our bag, so we have three bags to choose from. You can choose our essential labor and postpartum bag, our cesarean labor and postpartum bag, or our ultimate labor and postpartum bag. So depending on which bag you choose, they will cover you from anywhere between 65% and 95% of what you will need for your hospital bag and into your postpartum healing and recovery. So we're going to talk about what you need in the hospital, and it also flows into postpartum because it's a seamless transition. Once the baby's out, postpartum starts right away. So what you need in your bag, and these are how we pack it. So feel free to pack it the way that we do so that everybody is clear on when, where, why, and how to use these products. Mm. So we've packed all of the products in packing cubes. So if you think of when you're traveling, you have a large packing cube for your bigger shirts, you have a medium packing cubes for maybe your underwears and things like that, and a small packing cube for your toiletries and things like that. We took the same idea and put that into a hospital bag. So in our large packing cube, we call this your keep me in the washroom pack. The items that are in here are the items that you want to have ready when you go to the washroom after baby's out. So either your partner can keep this pack in the washroom or prepare that for you, your support person, or you yourself when you get to the hospital, the birthing center, or even at home. These are the things you want to have prepared. So the first thing I'm going to mention is adult sexy diapers. that's my really fun way of introducing mamas to adult diapers.
We have to.
And I joke, we give you the first matching outfit that you'll have with your newborn. Diapers. We will give you the first matchy-matchy. But you want to make sure that you have a pair of adult diapers that will fit your postpartum body, not your pre-pregnancy body. So if pre-pregnancy you were, let's say, a size small or a size medium, in postpartum and going into labor, your size is not going to be small or medium. You want to not be caught up with the sizes, only look at the measurements. Yeah. So for most of us, it's going to be a size large. Even if you are an extremely petite person, you want to have that extra bit of elasticity and cushion and space when you're wearing your diaper. You don't want it to be cinched. You don't want it to be pulling anything. You want it to be as comfortable as possible. So at Healing Mama Co, we have two sizes. We have size petite. So if you were a size small or medium pre-pregnancy, that's the size you would get. Or we have size regular. And that's for anyone who was size large or extra large pre-pregnancy. That's the bag you would get from us. So when you're going out to buy diapers, look for sizes 1 to 2 sizes bigger than you were before you had baby. So adult diapers. Now, we also provide info cards attached to each packing cube. So if there's a specific tip we need you to know about how to use that product, as effectively as possible, we will put it on the actual info card attached to the travel cube. So on our info card, on the back of it, it also gives you a sequence of use, because many moms don't know, when do I use my diaper? When do I use my mesh underwear? How about the underpads? How about the maternity pads? When do I use any of this stuff?
Yes.
So we give you a most frequently used sequence of events for when to use these products. And so for that first 24 hours to even maybe a week, depending on how heavy your lochia bleeding. So your lochia bleeding is the post-birth bleeding. It's your mucus, it's your blood, and it's the tissue coming out of your body after the baby has come out. So this is going to be heavier than any period you will have ever experienced. This goes for vaginal birth moms. This goes for cesarean birth moms. Yes. Regardless of how you birth, you will have lochia bleeding. So having adult diapers on hand will be your best friend. It will allow you to sit in it for slightly longer than just having a pad on. So rather than having to go to the washroom and changing that pad every 45 minutes to an hour, you can sit in it a bit longer so you don't have to keep getting up. And it's great for overnight as well. So going into bed, wear a mama diaper. We give you five in every single one of our bags. We sell them in packs of five, so you can add another five instead of having to buy a pack of 20 if you don't want to use that much. Some moms will last, like I said, 3 days with heavy bleeding. Some will last up to 5 or 7 days. So it really depends on each mom. Now, once your blood has subsided, then you can transition into the mesh underwear. Now, depending on your comfort, now every mom is different. I want to keep emphasizing this. Every mama's level of comfort is unique and is different. So you go with what works for you. We give you anywhere between 5 hospital grade mesh underwear or 8 hospital grade mesh underwear, depending on which bag you choose. We also sell them in packs of 5, so you can add 5 more to your bag. Or we sell other brands postpartum underwear as well. So you can choose any of our other brand underwear with the fancy kind. You could do that as well. So with the mesh underwear, it is disposable, but we've been able to wash and reuse these anywhere between 3 to 5 times, depending on how badly stained or not stained it is when you were using it. So some mamas, if you want that added bit of protection, some mamas we recommend wear 2 mesh underwear at a time. You don't wear the mesh underwear by itself. You wear it with your maternity pad. Now, you will not find necessarily a maternity pad in every drugstore or health store or retailer, because not many people, like I said, have a postpartum aisle. So a maternity pad is double the length of an overnight underwear, or sorry, overnight pad. It needs to cover from your vagina to your anus, that entire distance it needs to cover. So I mean, if anyone can see this, like the box is quite big of how big our maternity pads come in. So you would be wearing a maternity pad with your mesh underwear. We supply the NatraCare organic cotton maternity pads in all of our bags. They come in packs of 10. You will get anywhere between 1 pack of 10 or 2 packs of 10, depending on which bag you get. You can buy more packs as needed as well. And so we also get underpads. Now, the underpads can be used in 2 ways. While you're lying in bed for that added protection so you don't get your sheets stained, you can put that on. Or if you find that the maternity pad is just not long enough, even though they are super long, longer than maybe anything you've ever seen. If it is not long enough, you can actually roll up in thirds or fold in thirds the underpad and wear that as your super extra long underpad. So this is just the washroom stuff. I haven't even gotten into the bedside stuff. It's just the beds. This is literally just the washroom stuff. So these are the things you want to have ready. Where you can find mesh underwear at most retailers, probably non-existent. But you can find some branded ones. And or you just come to Healing Mama Co. We'll have it all ready for you.
Absolutely.
So there's that option. And I'm also going to mention this right now. If you find that our pre-packaged bags are not what you're looking for, we also sell each of the bundles on its own. So you can buy this washroom pack with the under pads, with the diaper, with the mesh underwear, and the maternity pads on its own as one bundle. That bundle is actually called the Postpartum bleeding protection bundle. I hope that's clear as to what the products are going to be used for in that bundle. In your bag, it's called the washroom pack. Mm-hmm. So that's what you want to prepare for that end. Now let's talk about the items that you want to have close to you. And when I mean close to you, I mean no more than one arm's length away from you during childbirth and then into your postpartum care. Mm-hmm. This way, if you do not have a support person or partner around you, you'll be able to grab these products on your own. Yeah. Now, the products, okay, how much time do we have? Okay, I'm going to narrow this down to five.
The essentials.
I mean, in our essential bag, if we have 30 products in it, and I've only just talked about four. So let me just, I'm going to try to give you like my top five in our bedside pack.
Sounds good.
We're going to attempt this. Okay, so the first one I'm going to say, mamas, please, if you are not a fan, just, it's okay. Just suck it up for the next 24, 48, 72 hours post-birth and just have this. And the this that I'm talking about is prunes. Oh, this lovely dried fruit. It will, okay. So this is a very real emotion that many new moms have. There is a fear, there is an anxiety, there's a nervousness about having that first poo postpartum, especially for moms who had an episiotomy, who had tearing, who got hemorrhoids. The idea of going poo is just not a pleasant one. And so you want to do everything in your power to make that first poo as smooth and easygoing as humanly possible. So we give you a 200 gram bag of prunes in your bedside pack. So this pack that I'm talking about right now is literally called Keep Me By The Bedside. It's in a packing cube, nice and ready all together for you. So we give you a pack of prunes for you to be able to have that on hand. Now, we also do have another bundle called the New Mama Healthy Start Bundle that is packed with all your vitamins, supplements, and probiotics for this period right now, the fourth trimester. The other supplement you can take that will also give you the boost of relaxation with all the muscle pain that you've had post-birth, and it is also a natural laxative. It is the magnesium citrate strain, specifically the citrate strain. So that is included in that bundle. That's another option you can start taking as soon as you're comfortable ingesting pills. That's one of the first ones you want to take that will help make that first poo nice and smooth. I promise it works. My naturopath gave me crap because I didn't start taking it until like 3 days postpartum. She's like, no, you need to start taking
absolutely. It. Absolutely. Right away.
Oh, I'm a bad patient. I'm so sorry. But yes, okay, so take it right away. So we give you prunes or you have magnesium citrate, specifically that strain.
For constipation, that's perfect. And just like a word about, you know, capsules, if you have trouble swallowing, you can just like open it and, you know, put it in some water or a smoothie. So that way you're making sure you're taking it right away. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for bringing up that tip. I'm actually going to steal that tip and we're going to add it to our Healthy Start Bundle info card. Thank you so much, Leslie. Now, another product I'm also going to talk about is, so this is called the New Mama Comfort Tea. There are many brands out there who have a comfort style tea or a rejuvenation tea, a healing tea. This is an ingestible tea, not a sitz bath, not a postpartum bath. This is for ingesting. These teas, so we specifically use the one from Substance Mom. The mother company is Matter Company. So everyone gets a sachet in their bag. Every single one of our bags comes with this. This one sachet, you can do about, I would say, 5 to 8 cups in this one sachet. Mm-hmm. It's incredible how much comes out of this. Now, if someone were to ask me, Rowena, what is your number one postpartum product that you would recommend to moms? And I'm going to tell you, it's not the diaper. It's not the mesh underwear. It's not the prunes. It's going to be this New Mama Comfort Tea. This New Mama Comfort Tea was literally, not figuratively, literally what saved me when I was experiencing what I would call postpartum blues.
Yeah.
And physically feeling like I was falling down a roller coaster, sitting still in bed and not understanding what was happening to me. And within 5 minutes of going through this experience, my husband walks through the door with this hot cup of something and he goes, drink this. I said, what is this? He's like, I didn't know what to do to help you because you just looked off. And I read that this said comfort tea and I wanted to give you comfort, so I made it. I was like, thanks, babe. And I can tell you within 5 minutes. Now, this was my personal experience. Every mom's mm-hmm. experience may be slightly different. It might take a bit longer. It might be even faster to have these effects. But the ingredients in this tea gave me the ability to find balance again. I was able to get mm-hmm. out of that roller coaster feeling. I was able to find energy again, and the fog just lifted. And it was like someone just tapped me with a magic wand and said, okay, mm-hmm. you're fine now. And I could not believe it. On top of having a boost in lactation, which is a great side effect, yeah. it was more of the mental and hormonal balance mm-hmm. that really made me realize that every yeah. mom needs to have a tea. Like, this is nothing new. This, herbalists have been using this for generations yes. on new moms. Yeah. We've just not taken it to modern medicine. Absolutely. And so I am giving this to every single new mom because a tea can be what can take you out of falling into a black hole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quite literally. So you get a pack of new mama comfort tea.
It's worth a try, definitely. I mean, it's just a tea, so if it can help, go ahead. Yeah, absolutely. What are the ingredients, like the main ingredients of it, just as a curiosity?
Yeah, absolutely. So there is fennel, anise, chamomile,
yes,
raspberry leaf, nettle leaf.
Yeah, everything is good for lactation and for relaxation. I'm not surprised. So great. Right? Yeah.
And it's an ancient recipe. Yes.
Yeah.
That we just don't use in the modern day.
Absolutely.
That they have figured out, which yeah. we need to start listening to. Yeah. And we are listening. So everyone okay. gets a sachet of this tea. Now let's talk about boosting your energy, because mm-hmm. the marathon of birth is strenuous. And if you have never done a marathon in your life, there's just no way of really preparing for this marathon. It's not like you can train, but you can do breathing exercises. You can grow your endurance and your stamina before mm-hmm. birth. But there are products out there that will give you that boost without having to do all that training Definitely. Beforehand if you didn't have an opportunity to. Yes, do it if you do have an opportunity to. Now, we give you a water bottle. I highly recommend bringing two or even three with you, because mm-hmm. the odds of you being able to, or not even you, your partner or support person filling this up with water during all of the labor may not be mm-hmm. right away. I mean, there may be breaks. You may have a long labor where they can run out and refill all the bottles. Mm-hmm. But once one is gone, you need to make sure you have a backup. So yeah. have two or three water bottles. Now, these are the different liquids that we provide. So you get an NRC Sport electrolyte powder mix. We also give you a shaker bottle mm-hmm. or a shaker ball to put in the bottle so you can really shake this up. You give yourself a swig, give your partner a swig if they look like they're running out of energy too. And then both of you boost your energy. So that is the first thing. Have a really high-grade electrolyte drink with yes. you. Low sugar or no sugar mm-hmm. as much as possible, and high electrolyte. Okay.
Yes.
And then we also provide you, this is one of our brand new trusted partners, which is a Vega, so Vega protein powder. This is an all-in-one. So this gives you the protein, this gives you a meal. A lot of moms, especially if you're a cesarean mama to be, they will tell you not to eat. So this gives mm-hmm. you a little bit of sustenance. Actually, not a lot of, this gives you a lot of sustenance mm-hmm. in liquid form. So this is another option to bring with you. And then we also provide you with the Milks to Brews booby latte. So mm-hmm. for our mamas who've missed coffee because you've been pregnant for the last 9 months, there is a lactation coffee that is safe for you to have, and it is caffeine free and it is yeah. vegan. So if you want something hot, here you go. You can warm this up and just put it in your water bottle, or ask the nurse to get you a hot cup of water, because yeah. they can do that. They can bring Absolutely. You a hot cup of water. So I think those are like two things, but sorry, that was one. It's kind of like 4, 5, 6 things, but just one more product. Just one more product, and I'm just going to mention this. And I want to say this. This is Arnica Montana Pellets. This is a homeopathic pain and muscle reliever, if you do not want to take the prescribed drugs that your mm-hmm. healthcare provider has given you, you do not have to. That is an option for you to be able to take that. Or you can take the Artica Montana pellets, and you can take this right after post-birth. This literally was one of the ingredients that we needed to bring in here, especially for moms mm-hmm. who don't want to fill their postpartum body with drugs and want to keep it as natural as possible. Of course, there are going to be times where this is not going to be enough, and that's okay. Take the drugs for those moments if the Arnica is not enough, but you can start taking this immediately once yes. baby is out of your body, just to get your body ready. Now, I will tell you from a personal experience, Arnica Montana pellets, the way that it relieves pain is different from, let's say, you popping a Tylenol or an Advil, where you can kind of feel it instantly, I would say. Yeah. Within a few minutes, you can feel the pain dissipate. Arnica Montana pellets, the way the pain leaves is when you realize you're not in pain anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. So true.
I don't know how else to explain. It's like, oh, it doesn't hurt anymore, but I didn't even realize I wasn't hurting anymore until I just realized, oh, the pain is back. I need to go have some more Arnica Montana pellets. But you will have gone a period of time where the pain was gone and didn't even realize it. So it's one of those very subtle experiences. Unless you're aware of your body's sensations, you may not even notice that the pain is gone until you notice that the pain is gone.
Yeah, with homeopathy, it's always like that. That's so true. And Arnica Montana is great for so many things. When you hurt yourself after, you know, workout and you have a lot of, you know, super sore, it works as well. It yes. works for literally everything. So it's always worth it to have yes. it in your cabinet. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. A post-birth muscle pain, that's what it was made for. Yeah. And you just literally used all of your muscles to get a human Absolutely. Out of your body. So this is right up your alley, especially if you don't want to take the drugs. Okay, I know that was a little bit more than five, but that's the best I could do. I hope that was okay with everyone.
That was perfect.
Okay, yes. We also have another bag that's called Keep Me By Your Bedside, and when you're ready to go to the washroom, take me with you, with a bunch of products in there. You come to our website.
Absolutely.
Tell you what is in that.
Absolutely. But we can think about peributtle, I suppose, seeds bath, that kind of thing as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes. Of course, we have the ultimate upside down vajayjay cleansing bottle. That's what we call our peributtle because we upgraded the ketchup bottle that the hospitals give you. We do sell the ketchup bottle if you would like that style. We do have that as well. But the ones that come in our bag are the upside down vajayjay bottle. Style. And our bottle is a 500 ml bottle, which is almost double the size of what standard brands have out there. And we also do carry other brands bottles where they are the 250 or 300 ml. We just find that to be not enough water for all the things that's happening down there. Oh, and let me just mention this. Our vajayjay bottle comes in a reusable case. So after postpartum, keep your peri-wash bottle in that reusable case and use it as a travel bidet. That is one of the tips that we have. So just keep it in the case, throw it in your luggage for a weekend getaway, a travel or camping, and you'll have a travel bidet.
Yeah, it's so useful.
So useful.
We don't think about it.
So it's not just sitting in your washroom doing nothing after postpartum. So other uses.
That's super smart. Okay, so thank you. So we have, you know, some of the essentials. You can go to the Healing Mama Co. website, and I will put the link in the show notes to check out all the other essentials, because I know you guys have so many, you know, items on the website. So go check it out. I just want to talk about what is not needed. What does, you know, like other brands or other, I don't know, like, you know, some advice maybe that you received when, you know, being pregnant, and we tell us that you're going to need this or that, and you end up not using it. Do you have any, you know, tips for us on what we do not need to buy? That's a hard one.
That is a very difficult question for me to answer, and I'm going to give you my best response, which is not much. Not much. All the advice that you've been given, listen to it. Now, what can happen, though, is buying too much. So let me talk about that, because that happens often. You may buy, you know, a 50 bag of underpads. You may not use that much. You may buy a 30 pack of diapers. You may not use that much. So Is there one product that you may not need? No, because they're all useful. You will find a use for them, especially if you've never done this before. You've never had a baby. You will find a use for it. And it'll be one of those things, if you don't have it around you, you may forget that you even have it. So that is why we have marked each bag into where you want to keep them while you're going through this event. Now, another product that you may buy too much of, which is pads. A lot of, we also do have a padsicle bundle that comes in our ultimate bag. So, you know, you may make too many padsicles. If you end up having a cesarean, some moms like, oh, well, I won't be able to use my pads because I didn't have a vaginal birth. That's not true. You can actually use your pads on your cesarean wound.
Yes.
But disclaimer, once your wound has healed over. So once your doctor has said, it's okay, your wound is healed over well, you can start doing your cesarean massages. You can start oiling it. You can start doing the belly care on it. You can also use your padsicles that you made pre-baby and use that to help soothe the itch, to also help it heal. Depending on the ingredients you've used, we use very high-grade ingredients in our padsicles that we give to our mom. So if you use the aloe vera, that will help soothe the pain. Mm-hmm. If you use the witch hazel, that'll help draw out any bacteria, any of the bad juju that's in there, it'll help draw that out. And if you use the lavender essential oil, it'll help relax that area as well. So you can use it. It's just knowing when and how to use it. It's just the idea of having too much product. So that's why we do our add-ons in smaller quantities. Rather than giving you packs of 10 or 20, we do it in packs of 5. So you just buy what you need in the budget that you have. So is there something that you don't need? Yeah, not much. I will tell you, after a 6-tier bookshelf filled with product, there was not much that was left over and everything was used.
Absolutely. But that was the answer I was looking for, because sometimes indeed we bag those whole packs that, you know, they're sending us. And of course, it can be too much. So that's why it is smart as well to have like fewer, you know, items in each pack and make sure that, oh, okay, I'm going over this, and then rebuy if we
exactly.
need. That's definitely more budget friendly as well.
Yes. Sure. And then this way you also will get an idea of what your sizing is, you know, especially if your partner is the one going out to buy adult diapers or going to buy Depends diapers for you. They don't know what brand to get. You could just say, here, this is the diaper that came in my bag. Just go buy more of this. Or you just come back to Healing Mama Co. and then order from us and we will ship it out to you with tracking right away.
All right. So can you tell us where we can find more about Healing Mama Co. on the internet? Like, can you share with us where we can find more about the company and more about you?
Yes, absolutely. So you can find, actually, you know what? I'm going to mention one more thing before I tell you where to find us. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
So one of the other things that we provide in all of our bags, you can also buy on your own, is the Healing Mama Guide. We call this the Encyclopedia to Postpartum Care. We also have our panel of healthcare and wellness experts. And I'm just going to share this. Leslie is our brand new expert on our panel. So her amazing write-up, you will find it in our guides. Each expert has given you insider tips that you may not have ever been told about, that you need to know about your postpartum care. And so we have 16 amazing experts who have given you their wisdom in our guides. On top of all the hacks, the tips of every single product, cesarean care, postpartum care, planning, postpartum depression. And we also give you a separate guide for your birth. All the things that you need to know about your care, your pain, management, positions, acupressure, all of the above is in a separate guide outside of the Healing Mom guide, so that you don't have to funnel through the big guide while all the events are happening. So we give you all of this support material so that you are going into labor and into postpartum as informed as you can possibly be. Okay, that's my last little shtick. And how you can find us is at www.healingmama.com. And you can follow all of our updates, all of our announcements. We are mostly active on Instagram, so we're at Healing Mama Co. You can also find us on Facebook. You can find us on TikTok. You can find us on YouTube. And soon to be Pinterest, all under Healing Mama Co.
Perfect, perfect. And then we'll add all these links to the show notes and go check it out. And yes, the guide that you mentioned, I found that this is so valuable. I mean, I saw it, of course, and there are tons of, you know, tips from different experts. And we are really sharing with you like very useful tips. There's no fluff. It's all about, you know, helping you in that first few weeks of postpartum where you can find lost with, you know, just what's happening, you know, after birth with your body, but also your new life. And you have all those tips that are like in your book, literally. So, mm-hmm. you know, check it out because it is so just that it is worth, you know, so much that, you know, it is so it's, much needed.
And you may not have known about half these practitioners.
Absolutely.
That you can find. Yeah. An osteopath being one of them, a lactation yeah. consultant, a sleep consultant, a postpartum doula, or doula in general. Yeah. I'd never heard of one until after I gave birth. I mean, yes, there's so, pelvic floor physiotherapists. Gosh, so many different specialists that exist to support you through this entire transition into new motherhood.
Yeah,
they're here. Leslie is here. We are here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rowena, for coming to the show today and talking to us about everything that we need for labor and birth. I'm sure all of our listeners have a lot of answers to. There are so many questions right now. So thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much, Leslie. I appreciate it. And remember, if you have any questions, feel free to contact us in any of the ways that are available.
I hope you loved this episode and that you took tons of notes throughout the episode. Check out the Healing Mama Co website in the show notes of this episode to see what kits will best fit your motherhood journey. And if you have one friend who is currently expecting or about to give birth, this is just the best baby shower gift I've seen so far on the market. You can go to the show notes of this episode to find more about Healing Mama Co and Rowena. Don't forget to use my promo code BONJOURHEALING, that's BONJOURHEALING, for 10% off your purchase. Before we wrap up this episode, if you are currently in the middle of your postpartum recovery journey and struggle with diastasis recti, peeing your pants when you sneeze or cough, plateauing in your weight loss journey, or simply don't know where to start to support your body's recovery and finally feel like yourself again, you can go ahead and download my free postpartum recovery guide. You will find the link in the show notes to do so. It will give you more insights into what's happening with your body, and I'm also sharing 5 simple exercises with videos to get you started. If you love today's episode, please share it with a friend. Postpartum recovery calls for a lot of adjustments, and sometimes we are simply missing the tools that will make us feel better just because we never heard about it. So share away. All you have to do is go to the app or podcast listening platform you're using, click on the share button on icon, and send it on over. I really appreciate you taking the time to do so, and this helps me support other moms like you take back control of their health and body and embrace this new chapter of their life with confidence. Thank you so much for listening in today, and I will see you next week, same time, same place, my friend. Until next time.